AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says progress is being made negotiating President Biden's big tax and spending plan.
Progress here is a historic package that will put in place systems and programs that have never existed in our society before. So I think what you're seeing is that we're getting closer. We're into the nitty-gritty details. There is agreement about some fundamental investments in our society.
The president is scaling back the measure and determining ways to pay for it ahead of new deadlines. The AP's Ben Thomas reports the 2021 budget deficit was the second highest ever.
The Treasury and the Office of Management and Budget jointly report the deficit for the just-concluded budget year came in at $2.77 trillion. Revenues grew as the economy continued recovering from the coronavirus pandemic, and that accounted for a $360 billion decline from the 2020 record deficit of $3.13 trillion.
The Texas law that bans most abortions remains in place. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear arguments in the case November 1st. The law bans abortions after cardiac activity is detected, usually around 6 weeks of pregnancy. Alec Baldwin says it's a tragic accident. He tweeted, "There are no words to convey his shock and sadness over the shooting death of a cinematographer on the set of his movie in New Mexico." Officials say Baldwin fired a prop gun. Helena Hutchins was killed. Director Joel Souza was injured. Police are investigating. They say Alec Baldwin is free to travel. Officials say two Florida police officers were wounded during a shootout before returning fire and killing the gunman. Police in Doral say both officers were expected to survive. A highly anticipated nonpartisan audit of the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin did not identify any widespread fraud in the battleground state, which a key Republican legislative leader says shows the state's elections are safe and secure. This is AP News. Queen Elizabeth is back at Windsor Castle after spending time at a hospital.
Buckingham Palace confirmed that the 95-year-old monarch went to the private King Edward VII Hospital in London for what they are calling preliminary investigations. The test took place after she cancelled a trip to Northern Ireland to celebrate 100 years since its creation. The palace said the Queen reluctantly took doctors' advice to rest for a few days. She returned to her Windsor Castle home the following day and was understood to be back at her desk by afternoon, undertaking light duties. Karen Chamas, London.
Peter Scolari has died. He was in the TV sitcom Newhart and starred with Tom Hanks in Bosom Buddies. Hanks said in 2011 he tried to get Scolari in his movie Larry Crown.
He was doing an off-Broadway play. Peter was in From the Earth to the Moon. Peter was in That Thing You Do. I always want to work with Peter again.
They're bosom buddies.
That's Julia Roberts. Peter Scolari had been fighting cancer. He was 66. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.